This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Matt Karakoudis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Got the North title Saturday night over Belmont. Now it's on to the state semifinals at the Boston Garden on Wednesday night against Whitman Hanson, the Panthers, another Panthers.
Yeah, we have the Battle of the Panthers coming up here. So it's going to be a tough one. We've looked into Whitman Hanson, and I know that they've been to the Garden 3 out of the last 5 years. So it's they're not going to be worried, for sure. You know, they're used to that environment, and it's going to be our first time there. So we're excited for it.
So I know the Panthers are spelled the same, Panthers, P-A-N, blah, blah, blah. But how are the teams similar, and how are they different?
We're similar that we have some size. Whitman Hanson is a big team. And they're very similar to the way Belmont and Burlington plays, which I think will be beneficial for us because we can kind of go in with a similar game plan. They're much taller than the past two teams, but they love to play on the perimeter and they love to play man-to-man defense, and that's what we've been seeing. So I think that can be beneficial to us going forward.
We have Nick Giannino here too as well. Nick?
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to ask, you know, any superstars for them, any standouts, or is it more of a balance effort like you saw with Belmont?
Yeah, they're similar to us where they play like 7-8 guys, and most of their scoring comes from their starters. I know last game every point came from their starters. They have the MVP of the conference, very good, strong point guard, Steve Kelly. He's just like a pit bull out there, so he's going to be a tough customer. And they also have Ben Rice, who's a 6'6 sniper from the outside. So they got a lot of size. They have two guard slash forwards that are both around 6'2", 6'3", that can score the basketball. They another team that puts 5 guys on the floor that can all shoot the three, which is just basketball nowadays. Everybody has to shoot. You know, when I was playing, if you were 6'6", you were on the block. Now you're 6'6", and all you're doing is shooting threes. So it's going to be a tough challenge for sure, and they get after it defensively. Very hard man-to-man defense. It's very similar to us. I think you're going to see the Panthers and the Panthers. It makes sense because we both play the same way. We just like to pound it inside more, and they like to live on the perimeter offensively.
But yet they're a bigger team than you guys are?
They are, overall, because they have bigger guards than us. So they're like 6'6", 6'3", 6'3", 6'1", 6 feet.
I could ask you this a million times, and probably seems like we already have, but playing at the TD Garden is pretty special. Not an opportunity these guys are probably ever going to get to do again. I mean, unless you guys go next year.
I hope next year we'll be back.
Right.
But it is incredibly special, and I'll be honest, like I was lucky enough, myself, Coach Downey, when we played at St. Mary's, we played there 2 years in a row, 2001, 2002, and won back-to-back titles. And he was my backcourt mate with me. And, you know, one of the things when I got into coaching is I was lucky enough to have that feeling of playing there, winning that title with your friends. And that's one of the things I was really hoping to be able to bring to teams. I was hoping I could do it at Pope John. We came close, and I really wanted to do it here. It's an experience you will never forget. I mean, you're walking on the court. For me, it was like thinking, oh, my God, Larry Bird was out here. These guys are thinking like Jason Tatum and stuff like that. You know, it's just it's a surreal experience to know you're playing – where all their heroes have been playing and will be playing. You know, of course, we want to win and move on. You know, that's what we're focused on. But at the same time, you know, it's fun, and we want these guys to have fun and enjoy the experience.
Seems to me like down the stretch, you guys are getting better every game. Do you feel like you're peaking right at the right time at this point?
I do. And, you know, before the tournament when we spoke, you know, I've said it a couple times, it may not be the best team that wins these tournaments. It's the teams playing the best at the right time. And I think we are firing on all cylinders here. You know, we've beaten some really good teams, Malden Catholic, Burlington, and then Belmont. And we've made two very good teams in Malden Catholic and Belmont kind of look mediocre, and that's no disrespect to them. I think that's just how hard and how well we were playing, because those are very well-coached teams and very good players, and we've just been playing extremely well at the right time, which is great.
You know, you're right. It did appear that you guys had more energy than Belmont did Saturday night in Lowell.
I think it helps when we jumped out on them right away. You know, getting up 15-4, you know, was kind of a shock for them because they probably expected they would have been up 15-4. They're used to that. They were the defending champions. But I told these guys before the game, you know, I said the hungrier animal is the scarier one. And I said, we have to be hungrier. We have never been here. We have not experienced this. They won this last year. They know what it's like to be here. They know what it's like to move on. And maybe they'd come out a little complacent, like, hey, we've already done this. And we just came out with an attitude like, hey, we're not just happy to be here. We want to get this W and move on. And that's what we need to do when we get to the Garden Wednesday.
What are the main things you're working on in practice these next couple of days heading into the big game?
It's a lot of fine-tuning. It really is. I mean, this late in the season, maybe you put in like a little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there. Now it's just kind of going back over the film of the previous game and looking at your opponent and kind of putting in little teeny things here and there. It's mostly preparing for Whitman Hansen and then just very, very minor things with us because we're not going to change much at this point.
Will they be a pressing team against you guys?
I do not think so. They play very, very solid half-court man the way we do. I've seen them press in some films, but it's more of a zone pressure, and it was against weaker teams. It was teams with pretty poor records, so I don't know if they just felt they could get away with that. But I rule nothing out, you know. You're playing at the Garden in the semifinals to get to the state championship. I mean, coaches are going to do whatever they have to do. You know, it wouldn't shock me. I know they play some 1-3-1 at times in the half court, so maybe they throw a little junk at us if we get going. But we'll be prepared for everything. And at this point in the season, I don't know of anything they could throw at us that we haven't seen. And vice versa. I don't know of anything we could do to them that they probably haven't seen at this point of the season.
Coach, again, thanks for your time, and good luck Wednesday night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Matt Karakoudis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School.